This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. As we move rapidly toward a new year, I'm joined by two of my colleagues to take a look back at 2021. WLVR's Tyler Pratt and Megan Frank are familiar voices to our listeners. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Two themes dominated the year's news coverage, the pandemic and the seismic shift from the Trump to the Biden administration. Starting with the pandemic, who wants to take me back to the start of the year?
We kicked off 2021 with a lot of hope, thanks to the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. Clinics popped up all over the valley, making the shot widely available to everyone. Despite this, the pandemic continued to be a source of contention, especially when it comes to kids in schools.
That's right. This year, families were still juggling virtual learning with a slow return to in-person classes, which brought about some controversy surrounding face masks. Ultimately, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court tossed out the state health department's mask mandate, leaving it up to local school districts to decide whether or not kids have to mask up.
So if there was one story that just seemed to go on, it was the legal and judicial challenges toward mask mandates by the governor and the Department of Health statewide.
Yeah, it was a real back and forth. Governor Tom Wolf definitely did his best to get this enacted statewide. But at the end of the day, the courts decided it would be up to local districts to decide.
Well, 51 weeks ago, the transition of power in the country was shaken by the attack on the U.S. Capitol. It was on January 6th that I spoke to Lee Snover, then and now the head of the Northampton County GOP. She was just leaving the protests in D.C.
We want a new Republican Party. We're never going back to the old Republican Party. Never. Donald Trump did not concede and will never concede. And we didn't lose. We won.
To be fair, she was not yet aware of the magnitude of the attack on Congress, but she remained unshaken in her determination that the direction of the GOP in Pennsylvania continue to back the former president. And that is how it's turned out, both on a statewide level and in Northampton County. And it will affect various races next year, as early as next year, with the Senate and the governorship both in play.
And the number of GOP candidates for the governor's seat continues to grow. And this includes the top Republican lawmaker in Harrisburg. That's Senator Jake Corman. Although the only Democrat to announce candidacy for governor so far in the state is Attorney General Josh Shapiro.
And as far as the Senate race goes, Republican Pat Toomey is retiring. The person who replaces him could decide which party controls the U.S. Senate.
Yes, and there's over two dozen candidates for Toomey's seat, including TV star and Dr. Mehmet Oz and current Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. So there's quite a lot of people putting their hats in the ring.
Everyone in Congress is up for re-election every 2 years, and that includes Susan Wild, who represents the Lehigh Valley. She's expected to run for re-election. Well, there was an awful lot to digest this year, and we certainly can't go over it in this episode.
Yeah, this year felt like it was a lot longer than 2020 somehow.
Impossible. 2020 was a leap year, so we got an extra day that year. This year is actually one day shorter, Tyler, than last year.
Okay.
What was your favorite story from 2021?
Well, I loved reporting on live music's return to Allentown this summer and learning a little bit about the musical history of Band City after a quiet pandemic year. But I have to say, it's also been really cool that in my time here in the Lehigh Valley, we've had multiple presidential visits that I've been able to cover. This year, President Joe Biden flew in and toured a Mack Trucks warehouse in Upper Macungie. And in the spring, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff came to Allentown and met with small business owners. I actually got to sit down with Emhoff for a one-on-one interview. The Lehigh Valley is very much on this administration's radar. Megan, you actually covered First Lady Jill Biden's trip to Allentown.
Yes, that's right. The First Lady hosted a charla, which means chat in Spanish, at the Learning Center. And four Allentown community members told her their concerns about affordable housing in the city and said better paying jobs are needed.
Megan, any other favorite stories for this year?
I think it's incredible that historic Moravian Bethlehem is in the running to become a World Heritage Site. It's an honor that's given to places that hold historical significance and connect people on a cultural level. So places like the Liberty Bell and the Statue of Liberty have the title.
And I know the city of Bethlehem is hoping it would be a strong economic driver for tourism here.
Yeah, if they get the title, the recognition is expected to boost Bethlehem's tourism. which is a great economic driver for the region. Brad, what was something you enjoyed this year?
Well, I enjoyed checking in again with Art McMorris, who is wrapping up 18 years with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, having participated all that time in the restoration of the peregrine falcon. That predatory bird moved from the endangered species list nationally to endangered locally and threatened locally, and now is completely delisted. It's nice to have an environmental story with a hopeful ending. Thanks so much for joining us, Tyler and Megan.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
WLVR's Tyler Pratt is afternoon news host and covers criminal justice, among other topics. Megan Frank is an Emmy Award-winning reporter for WLVR and PBS 39. Our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, will resume in the new year. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org. And to all our listeners, we wish you a happy and a healthy new year.